This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, DJV time, cheesy but sweet. That's the way people describe the DJV show. Very nicely done. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did you get all the problems fixed from yesterday? All the buttons and bows that didn't seem to want to work?
Time will tell.
Time will I don't know what to think about that. Okay, and let's see what we have. Jennifer appears to be at bat. Ready to go from the on-deck circle? What are we hitting out of the park here, Jen?
Well, the Oscars are in focus. This is such a strange story and kind of the sense of where we are in culture and appropriateness. Mm-hmm. The Academy Awards had made the announcement. The Oscars said that Kevin Hart would host the awards show. That was a few days ago. And then some tweets were revealed that Kevin Hart had made, I guess it seemed homophobic in tone. And we talked about this a little on the last program, that he was taken to task for that. And he stepped aside as host of the Oscars. So now the question is, who does host the Oscars? And of course, they've been going through a lot of scenarios as to who might be appropriate, but in this time of political correctness, I think they've almost run out of options as to who might be appropriate to fill the role. Mm-hmm. Some people are now suggesting that the Academy is thinking about going host free, and that seems to be what's trending right now. Hashtag hostless Oscars. How about that?
So they have the
big voice announcer that would say, introduce the presenters. The presenters would come out and present the awards.
Well, Ellen Kay has been the announcer for the Oscars mm-hmm. for a dozen years or more. She's the morning host in Los Angeles, who used to be with Rick Dees and then with Ryan, and now she has her own show, and she does better.
Yeah, in the very ratings successful show.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting concept, I guess, when you get right down to it. It sounds like it could be disorganized, though, a little.
Some award shows are doing this now where they just don't have a host. So I guess the Oscars are thinking about following suit. I'm with Victoria. I think it's a cop-out. I think we just need to get over it and let somebody do it. Not that I think it adds a lot, but, the Oscars used to be fun when it was the days of
Carson, Bob Hope, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal was great.
Yeah.
Well, I think it also doesn't solve the problem, because if you still have people there, then you're still going to have people who have done bad things. So you're going to have presenters. And so next year, maybe we don't have a host this year, but then next year someone's going to find a problem with the presenters.
And then,
It's a... one of those head scratchers.
So hostless Oscars. I actually, you would cut at least a half an hour off the program, and it already goes too long, so maybe why not? Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. I got an idea. How about the three of us do it?
Totally.
Why not?
We're radio.
We've said nothing wrong in our careers.
No. Nothing to be scrutinized, anyway. All right, other people in the news. That's sort of like a personless people story. Maria Butina. You know who she is?
Yeah, the Russian spy.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Please.
So she's going to plead guilty to conspiracy, I guess one count, the agreement. She's going to cooperate with the Justice Department's investigation, which isn't related to what Mueller is doing. How many damn investigations have we had going on here? She's in solitary now in some Virginia jail, I think, right? This is one of those things. I forgot how she got into the case, though. How did she get into the focus? Was she sleeping with somebody?
She was the alleged adoption attorney who is a political activist. That's what came to be. And she's the one who asked to meet with Donald Trump Jr. at Trump Tower to try to figure out some shenanigans that she could cause the election. And so she's been the focus. Now, the story on the Trump side is that once they met with her and realized she was full of it, they ended the meeting. But, of course, this is blood in the water for investigators who are looking for something. So, yeah, there she is.
Looking. Theresa May, another name in the news. The Brexit process thrown into disarray this week as Theresa May pulled the plug on the parliamentary vote on her deal for the country to leave the European Union. She admitted the decision to delay the vote was made after it became clear she'd lose it.
At least she's honest.
You can do that. Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm not going to do this, guys, because I know I'm not going to win. No one says that in politics.
So what is going to happen to this plan? I've long thought that they were going to read it. Once people start thinking about it, I understand the reason for it. It's the immigration issue. The country, especially the big cities, Birmingham, Manchester, London, out of control, seething with people coming from the Middle East. Same as Germany, same problem. It's interesting because Italy doesn't really have the problem. Spain didn't even let them in. So that they have had no problems there. But France and Germany and England have had a lot of trouble. And so here we are with this. What do we do? The Brexit vote was based at first on the Brits' unhappiness with all the people coming in and screwing up their jobs. And I mean, it's the same story as we have here, same story all around the world, where there's this influx of people coming in. It's just it's not just America, not just Europe. It's all over the place. Where there is a progressive economy, you think the Chinese aren't having this problem? The thing they just shoot them though. They don't. There are people trying to get in there to a point, but there's so many people still looking for jobs in China, not many opportunities. But this is not unusual. But how do they deal with it? And when the Brits started thinking about something other than the immigration aspects of this, they started scratching their heads and said, well, maybe we ought not to do this. That's why it's been how many years since the Brexit vote? 4 or 5 anyway, right? We're going to get out of the European
Union. And Theresa May was brought in because they trusted her to kind of coordinate the Brexit movement.
Yeah, but now people don't want to move on.
Well, because people didn't realize. They voted without really knowing what the full picture was. And now when you have other people, especially in the financial world, coming forward saying, hey, this is a terrible idea. And Richard Branson has been really leading that charge, saying, guys, this is an awful idea. So, and really, the main sticking point right now is Northern Ireland. And so this is, no one wants to see, if you know anything about the Irish history, no one wants to see a hard border between Northern and Ireland and the Republic, because that was just a disaster. No one wants to go back to that. And unfortunately, the way that the deal is currently structured, there would have to be a hard border there, because the Republic of Ireland is in the EU, and the Northern part of Ireland would be Brexiting with England. And then you've got a lot of immigration issues at that border. It's not a very big border. It's a mess. So no one thought about any of this. It's like she just campaigned on this, let's Brexit, and everybody, yes, let's go us, let's go, you know, UK sovereignty, yay, that's what we want. And that's great.
Well, I think,
but
they voted to Brexit, think of the bigger picture. Her. They Brexited
they
and then they brought her.
Right, but she was, but she's the face of it, of the movement.
Now
so,
she is. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not.
But I don't know what's going to happen next. Cause it's
watching it is it's an uncomfortable sport, shall we say, at this point, especially because we're so close to England. It's very uncomfortable for us. Next person in the news is Sarah Hyland, star of Modern Family, plays Haley Dunphy. She's doing well after a series of medical issues left her in and out of the hospital over the past couple of years. She was interviewed. She opened up about receiving a second kidney transplant. Tell me the story of her. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't watch Modern Family, so that's why I'm saying I don't know that much about her.
Yeah.
But this sounds like a pretty tough road that she's been down for the past couple of years.
She's the oldest daughter of the Dunphy family. She's very funny. I knew she had some health problems. She came forward last year saying she had a kidney transplant, but I didn't realize that it's
kind of
this has been years and years. Yeah, her dad gave her the first kidney, and then last May, it had to be removed because her body just began rejecting it. So then her younger brother gave her a kidney, and that's what she has now. And then she also has endometriosis, which needed a lot of surgical treatment. And then she had, they found an abdominal hernia when they were operating on her. And she's had six surgeries in a year and a half. And all the while, she's filming the show. And looks healthy and you know, and has to kind of buck up, but it's horrible. Mm-hmm. She's only 26.
Well, let's hold a good thought for her. This is the time of year when we think a lot about helping other people, send good thoughts. Thoughts are things, the old expression. Well, I think another expression that kind of goes with thoughts are things is when you get what you give. And this is the giving time of year, giving hope, giving thoughts, giving to people who are in need, whether it's singular or plural, a lot of groups. We are very open, and I think the law of giving plays a big role. So think about that. You get what you give, as being generous is something that we can all maybe afford to do a little bit more of at this time of year. 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Yes, 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 GEICO. How many people? We all know 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's great news. But there's also another way to look at this. And 15, it's not car insurance, just there's motorcycle insurance, all kinds of reasons for you to go online to GEICO. So go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. The situation in Japan, we're talking about... We're talking about the problems of Brexit and all the people inundating Northern Europe and England and the people coming into our country. Maybe we can put these Mexicans or the Hondurans or whoever they are on a boat and send them to Japan, because Japan's looking for 345,000 foreign workers. Their aging workforce, they've had a lot of the same sort of thing we have in America, slowing down of the birth rate. So there are a lot of jobs, and they're looking to attract foreign workers, about 345,000 of them, to replace the people getting older. So what about that for a way? Let's get some boats ship those people from Tijuana over to Japan. What do you say? Good idea?
Perfect. Sure.
Perfect idea. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
All right, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the Eagles here with one of their Christmas tunes as we focus on the Christmas song countdown. Number 20 is the Please Come Home for a Christmas tune from the Eagles. Let's listen to a bit of this, shall we? Ladies, you all set for this? Like it or not.
But this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas magic. It's the time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never borrow.
All right, this brings it into a focus anyway. I was looking at a list of old popular games and toys at Christmas time. Anybody remember the Garbage Pail Kids?
Yes, of course.
Did you have some of them?
No, that wasn't quite my speed, but a lot of people my age did. It was a big deal.
Yeah, and Pokemon. What about Pokemon?
Still a big deal.
Yeah? Is it still a big deal now?
Well, Pokemon was huge, like, last year, and my nephew can't stop looking at all the Pokemon cards. He's obsessed.
Really?
It's back. It's back, by the way.
And the Luke Skywalker action figures from the original Star Wars stuff back in 77. It was about Christmas time in 77. Wow.
It must be worth a lot of money if you still have them, right?
Oh, yeah. Pez dispensers. P-E-Z. Do you ever have any of those? They look like pencils.
Oh, yeah. They've been around for years.
They still sell them in grocery stores, yeah.
Do they? Are they good stocking stuffers?
Yeah. They're like 99 cents. They're cheap. Or maybe they're more. I don't know.
I guess kids like them. They taste kind of gross, though.
So if you have an old Monopoly game, one of the originals done in 1933... sold recently for $146,500.
Why would you buy that? No one likes Monopoly. Just throw it in the trash.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God. It takes 4 hours to play it.
Yeah.
The original board game So, hello, did you hear what I said? $146,000 bucks.
I know, but I'm saying, why would someone pay that much money for it? I don't get it.
Classic.
That's the age difference here, I think. That's what it is. All right, let's get to Mariah Carey and some Christmas or at least holiday news from her, musically speaking, for whatever the reason, she's going to skip Rockin' Eve, New Year's Rockin' Eve this year.
That might be okay.
Yeah.
I think Mariah got herself booted from this.
Yeah.
It's kind of overshadowed the whole night. It's either her diva stuff or her technical difficulties or whatever.
Yeah, they give it a rest.
Yeah.
She's going to go to Nikki Beach down in St. Bart's. That's where she's going to be performing. Yeah, a lot of stumbling around, lip-syncing, all that stuff. Who wants to be? If you can be, wait a minute, here's a choice. St. Bart's or New York on New Year's Eve?
Well,
it's freezing in New York. St. Bart's probably 85 degrees on New Year's Eve. I think I'll take that choice. Thank you very much. All right, also musically, Ray Charles and the Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music getting a reissue. A lot of hits in this album. I Can't Stop Loving You is one of them. It was number one for 5 weeks in a row. This from 1962. Features this performance and a bunch of others. He said, "I'm not a country singer. I'm a singer who sings country songs." His ability to interpret country with a voice that radiated blues and soul made him just a fabulous find. Hey, Good Looking, one of his songs, the Hank Williams song. Cindy Walker's You Don't Know Me. Oh, my God, what a fabulous song that is. It gives me goosebumps when I hear that. I Love You So Much It Hurts. In this album, Modern Sounds and Country and Western Music, both volumes 1 and 2 being reissued in February around Valentine's.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will have a meeting today with top Democrats in Congress to try to discuss a way to avoid a government shutdown. He continues to push for funding for a southern border wall. Meanwhile, the conservative House Freedom Caucus telling fellow Republicans in the U.S. House this might be their last chance to fund the president's border wall plan. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, says the president is looking at a short list of candidates to be his next chief of staff.
The president will make the right choice for chief of staff when he's ready, and hopefully he'll choose somebody he's got great chemistry with, great relationship with, who will help him navigate the next couple of years.
Kushner speaking there on Fox. Five Marines who've been missing since a mid-air crash off the coast of Japan last week have been declared dead by the Marine Corps. Another Marine also was killed, and one's in fair condition. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits. Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Dressed to the nines, ready to go, raring to go on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, figuring out what's going on. What do I do next here? What button do I push? All right, while she's figuring that out, Victoria, bring us up to date on the next big story, will you please?
Well, a big story in the world of relationships is that there's a message. Relationships are tough, especially if one of the parties...
Really?
is a ghost.
Oh, a ghost!
Yes. So, earlier this year, a woman named Amanda Teague, she's 45 years old, she is very into pirates, she is from Northern Ireland, she apparently wed a 300-year-old pirate ghost named Jack. Now, she wants to let everyone know that it is time for her to announce that her marriage is over. She says, quote, "I will explain all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." Now, Jack and Amanda got married in a private ceremony on a boat in the international waters off of Ireland because the marriage would then be legal somehow. So she hired a medium for the ceremony so Jack could say his part, "I do." And then they made the official, they made the union official. And then instead of, because he couldn't wear a ring, obviously, because he's a ghost, they hired, they had a special candle for him. So then she says, their love story began in 2014. He is the ghost of a Haitian man that visited her while she was lying in bed. She soon learned that his name was Jack, and he was an 18th century pirate who had been left at the altar once before and was ultimately executed for being a thief. And so over the course of several months, their relationship began to develop, and then somehow he proposed to her, and they decided to get married. So now it's all over between Jack and Amanda. Very, very sad, and she is an eligible lady. I'm sure lots of guys are going to be lining up to marry her next.
Well, you know, there is, I have a certain spatial relationship with, I think, beings
crazy people
that are not visible. That's your way of taking note of what goes on. However,
no,
I choose
I'm pretty
to
sure
not.
Most of the population is with me. That's very a ghost.
No, I don't want to marry a ghost. I just wondered what they're, yeah, I mean, what do you do when you're getting intimate? That'd be a little difficult, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the idea, though.
Boo.
Jennifer. The idea of having conversation with people who are not visible. You know, I do this weekly podcast, Your Hidden Power, at yourhiddenpowershow.com that deals with a lot of this sort of thing. Victoria and I have a lot of discussion about this because she sort of is in the same, not necessarily the same ballpark, but we agree on some. I find more and more people, the more I talk to people, the more they sort of get what I'm talking about and understand that there is another dimension to life. Now, is it as silly as that seems to be? I think stuff like that, we can have fun with it, but it also gives people cause to think that all of that sort of thing is the same. Everything gets put in the same kettle of fish, and that's not really true. It just is, it's one of those examples of people who perhaps, I'm guessing from the attraction she had to him that she might have been in a place where there's a little extra weed that might have been in use. I'm just speculating. With
a little extra,
weed.
Like, drugs, you mean?
Yeah, you know, maybe wacky weed, maybe drugs, that sort of thing. You can hallucinate pretty easily. Listen, I went down that road for the first and last time in my life when I was in Peru a couple of weeks ago. I actually took something that made me hallucinate. And it was, I had some interesting conversations.
I'm going to ask you this. Did you know in advance that you were going to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you knew.
I chose to do it.
People make pilgrimages to Peru to do ayahuasca and things like that. So I was wondering if
I did not want to do ayahuasca from what I'd heard about it.
Yeah.
Although somebody's trying to get me to do it on a second. I just don't see any reason.
Actually, I'd like to know why you wanted to take a hallucinogenic drug to begin with.
Because I wanted
is
to
straighten out. Is reality not crazy enough for you?
Well, thank you for asking,
like.
Jennifer. It was because of that crazy reality that I sort of wanted to look at it from a different position, if you will.
Yeah, and over a toilet.
The people, there was no toilet around, frankly.
Oh.
I wish there had been. But,
were you just like yakking in the woods?
Well, it was more. I was yakking in a pretty famous area of Peru where a lot of tourists.
Oh,
you know.
Lord!
Oh.
So anyway, I had though.
Mind the puddle.
A visitation. No, I was off the beaten path. I had. Did you see? By the way, on that same excursion, I was. It was something I sent pictures to some people that were close to me. I think I sent them to you. about facing our fears. Because there is, when you get up on this particular mountain, well, most of the mountains, they don't have, like, if you go to our, to Grand, whatever the park may be, you go up in the mountains and they have rails all along the trails.
Mm-hmm.
No rails over there. It's right, you're either there, a woman the day before had fallen off the cliff and fell 100 feet to her death.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Kind of, but they
not
don't have the same. Well, it's a challenge, but it does get you to focus on things that are, you know, that need to be.
So,
from my
while you were hallucinating,
you were
nowhere near a place where you could fall, right?
No, okay. I was nowhere. No, I was on okay. rolling around the ground in an old mission.
You know, Costco travel offers tour packages too. You don't have to go to like old hippie travel agents. Probably save you $2.
In that reality, I had my mother was right there with me, right there with me, and so was the father of a friend who was there, just right with me. It was really very extraordinary. And so to go back to why we started talking about this, the woman that got married to the ghost. There are such things as ghosts, and there are things, there are energies. Remember, Einstein said and proved, never mind, said, he proved that energy doesn't ever disappear, doesn't go away, it just changes form. And so with that, you can have some sort of a grasp on, you know, the realities of stuff that we, for whatever the reason, we don't choose to, or some of us don't choose to believe in them because it's scary. It gets us out of our comfort zone. So let's not do that. I wanted to get out of my comfort zone on this trip, and I did. And
sounds
I kind of
like
got
it,
out
yeah.
of it big time. At any rate, next up
a backpack.
I did. I got a backpack. That's where people
saw. I don't understand why you were so anti-backpack.
I just never thought I needed one, and I didn't think they were good for your back, frankly. I had a lot of stuff in my backpack that I never would have thought I'd carry any place. And I never thought I'd ever have a backpack before. That was one of the strange new things I visited, ladies, was having a backpack. In a moment, we're going to help women who are confused about what's going on. If you're going into menopause and you're wondering about your estrogen quotient, that is a discussion around the corner, very important for you here on the DJV Show.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Lauren Stryker is here. She's a clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Feinberg School of Medicine, Northwestern University. Questions that come about the idea of hot flashes and dealing with them. Doctor, good to have you here. I was just telling the ladies off the air, I had never been in a relationship before with anybody that had gone through menopause until the last relationship I was in, and it was very, I don't know whether I felt. I don't know what I felt. I felt badly. I was concerned. And the business about understanding how menopause works. Is it really that different for women, or is it, does everybody who goes through menopause more or less understand or feel the same thing? This is a man asking the question. I should let the ladies ask these questions. But
well, as a man asking that question, you are asking the exact right question and the same one that women ask, because they want to know, what can I expect? What's going to happen to me? Is it going to be different for me than for someone else? Because the thing that really surprises most women is how symptomatic they can be. And in fact, 80% of women have hot flashes when they go through menopause. And they're not expecting to have hot flashes, and they're not expecting them to last as long as they do. And on average, those hot flashes, they can last 7 to 12 years. And, you know, women, they're like, okay, I have a healthy lifestyle. I eat right. I do yoga. I'm going to power through this. And what they don't realize is it's not going to work. It's just not. And what does work for most women is hormone therapy, and they're not expecting that. But hormone therapy is the most effective way to reduce or eliminate hot flashes.
Well, the lady I was with had, she tried a lot of different things. I remember she, when she'd have a hot flash, she'd pull an electric fan out of her pocketbook and blow some air out.
Exactly what people do. They can't do that for 7 to 12 years. I mean, it's this whole idea. It's like, okay, this is just going to be a few months, and it's not going to be so bad. And they start with the fans and the layering and the, you know, the different diets. And they're thinking, when is this going to go away? And that's one of the things that surprises my patients the most, when I tell them just how long it could potentially last. Because keep in mind, average is 7 to 12 years. For some people, it's even longer.
Wow. So, and that can be kind of unpleasant for everybody involved in relationship stuff and you know, trying to figure out what's going on in your own body. I know that we tried a couple of different things, the homeopathic way, but it still needed an estrogen component to it. And I think that's what you're sort of saying here.
That's exactly right. It's people don't realize, first of all, how unpleasant it can be and how much it can impact on day-to-day life, relationships, sleep, all of that. And they do think that there's going to be all these remedies. They go to, you know, different drugstores and this and that, and there's shelves of stuff that say that they're going to work, and they don't. We know in multiple medical studies and clinical trials that hormone therapy is going to be the best bet to reduce or eliminate those hot flashes.
What about the worry that some women have of gaining weight? Not that, I mean, if you're going to choose between having hot flashes and gaining weight, I'll gain the weight.
You just got right to the number one worry that people walk in with, because the reality is that, face it, women do gain weight midlife, and they really struggle with it. But the reassuring news is that in all of the scientific studies, it shows that hormone therapy, estrogen therapy, is not going to increase that weight gain. So I'm not going to say people aren't going to gain weight midlife, because they do, and it is a problem, but it's not going to be made worse by taking hormone therapy.
All right, here's another nitty-gritty question. The interest that women have in men who are their partners in having romantic interludes, does it go away? It seems to, I guess, I don't want to stumble into this too much, but the experience that I've heard or had is that you kind of lose interest in being romantic. Is that true? Does that have to be the case?
It doesn't have to be the case, because there are solutions, and when people lose interest in being intimate and being romantic, there are a lot of reasons for that. You know, let's start with sometimes the monotony of monogamy. But assuming that's not what's going on, there are physical changes that can happen. And a lot of women, about 60% of women after menopause, will experience vaginal dryness and thinning of the tissue that can make intercourse painful. And while there are a number of very effective hormonal and non-hormonal options, we also find that there's over-the-counter long-acting moisturizers that will help. And don't underestimate the benefit of a really good silicone lubricant that can be used during intercourse to ease penetration and make things less uncomfortable.
I'm going to, that's the first time I ever heard the monogamy.
Monotony
of monogamy. That's it. Thank you, Dr. Lauren Stryker.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, food news time here on the DJV program. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added a lot of new words this year. And it's interesting, for food, some of the words that have been added in. For example, Victoria, harissa, H-A-R-I-S-S-A, is a spicy North African paste made with chilies. Mm-hmm. And then there's another
new word. It's good. I like it.
New
if you
word.
Like spicy food, I don't know if you do, but it's good.
I don't. No. No. Let's see. What else in the dictionary? Zraziki. T-Z-A-T-Z-I-K-I.
That wasn't in there
Tzatziki.
Before. Yeah, that's like the white Greek sauce that you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cucumbers, garlic,
that's,
apparently
that was
no.
not in there before?
Was,
that's,
no, it was added this year.
Tzatziki's been around forever.
And here's the... in the... Japanese vernacular, kombucha, or what, kabucha. Is that how you pronounce it?
Kombucha.
Kombucha? It's that effervescent,
well, there's a kombucha,
horrible,
and then there's kombucha.
Wait, yeah, is there an
which
F?
One is it? Spell it.
I think actually
things.
Both of them. I see kombucha, K-A-B-O-C-H-A.
That's a
pumpkin.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a squash. And kombucha is a...
That's the tea.
The tea. Right, exactly.
Right.
So... I thought that was pretty interesting how that stuff is added in, how the words get added, et cetera, et cetera. Our visit here when it comes to talking about food brought to you by Power Swabs. After you've had a lot of this food, you've got stains on your teeth, you got to get your teeth cleaned up. Here's a great stocking stuffer idea. For those people who know, everybody needs to have their teeth whitened, no matter how old you are, even if you don't smoke or you don't drink or you don't do tea or coffee. There are things that happen as you're eating that your regular tooth brushing doesn't get rid of. And if you use the toothpaste that says it'll whiten your teeth, what they don't tell you, or what maybe they do tell you, but you don't read in the small print, is they have these little plastic, little, what do they call them, Victoria? They're kind of like little dots, a little...
microbeads?
Aggressive microbeads, yeah.
Yeah.
That eat away, they clean your teeth. Yeah, they make them whiter, but they eat the enamel away in order to do it. You don't want to do that, you know, because then your teeth will get rotten faster. Without enamel, you're going to get more cavities. So let's do what most people in the country are doing, using the teeth whitening system called power swabs. Power swabs. 5 minutes, use power swabs. Just use it once, and you'll see results. Then keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days. Put it on for 5 minutes. Watch as your teeth, when you crack that smile, become whiter and brighter. So you don't have to give up coffee and wine, that sort of thing. You can transform your smile 5 minutes at a time. It's a no-brainer. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. Well, that's not really quite true. They're only available through this deal. The DJV deal is that you get the power swabs 50% off the regular retail price. So that happens only when you dial 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Get them from you. Get them for your family. Get them for Christmas stocking stuffers. Clean up your teeth. Have them look beautiful. Only way to get the half price deal is to call 800-208-1797.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
One of the food sites that I visit asked the question, is honey better for you than sugar? A lot of athletes, you know, avoid white sugar. They use sweeteners like honey, that sort of thing, brown sugar, raw sugar, maple sugar, that sort of thing. But there isn't much difference. There's not, in the vitamin and mineral department, you'd have to eat 200 tablespoons of honey to meet the recommended daily requirement for calcium, and 55 tablespoons of brown sugar to meet the recommended daily requirement for iron. White sugar and honey are biochemically similar. Both break down into glucose and fructose. Fructose is then converted to glucose in the liver for its use by your muscles. And that's what they're all about. People who are trying to exercise, build up their muscles, a lot of times they think they need to have energy, and the energy just comes from sweeteners. Honey has 64 calories a tablespoon, 40% more calories than white sugar, and 25% more calories than brown sugar. So that's the recommended way to do it. Sugar is a psychological thing, much as anything else. I'll be the first to admit to that. And when you get away from the chocolate and the ice cream and the candies, there's a withdrawal, no question about it. But if you want to have one cookie a day, that's all right, a little bit of ice cream. But if you want some real energy, you got to get it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.